November 11th, 2011. Bob Sprankle here. For a long time, I've been kind of toying with the idea, playing around with it, that Amazon should actually release their Kindles for free, because if you were to give away these Kindles, people would be buying more books, and they would be buying them solely from Amazon. Turns out they are almost doing that. Looking at an article today that the 79 Kindle e-reader that they put out actually cost them $84.25 to make. So they are losing money on the deal. Now, of course, they're not losing money on the deal. These are ad-sponsored models. They're getting plenty of revenue from the ads. And then, of course, you're buying the books. So that's pretty cool. That's kind of the model that I think e-readers should follow, and just kind of makes sense. Once you lock someone into your reader, they're not going to shop elsewhere. So I've been a Kindle person just because I think Amazon is the biggest company that's going to continue. Barnes & Noble could go the way of Borders. You never know. And so I've just kind of put my money on the horse that I think that has the best chance of winning. Not that I want Amazon to be controlling the entire market share. And we have a bookstore, a local bookstore that's about to go out of business this weekend, I believe, due to, revenues down, and these big companies are definitely taking over. So I'd love to see Barnes & Noble continue to stay in the market. It's kind of funny to think of them as almost like the mom-and-pop bookstore, that they're the underdogs compared to a giant like Amazon. But anyway, the reflection really is that Amazon is putting out a Kindle, and actually they're selling it for less than what it costs to make. Kind of interesting.